Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Monsignor Fran Cilia, Vicar General of the Diocese of San Jose. It is the third Sunday of Easter, and the readings are from Cycle C.
Monsignor Cilia, I present to you the six candidates requesting to receive the sacrament of confirmation. Elisa Cho, Jesus Salas, Jessica Gunther, Jessica Jimenez, Alexa Ndaya, Peter Madsen.
Thank you, Father Isaiah. Please be seated. Being that you are in the university, this august institution, I'm going to ask you what I told everybody else as the beginning of my homily. I'll ask as a question. If you Google love, the L word, how long and how many pages you think you get at you all at once? 115 million in 0.41 seconds. No, 0.14 seconds, sorry. Love can get us in trouble, even the word. If we say it when we shouldn't have, watch out. And if you don't say it when it's expected, watch out doubly. My mother ends every conversation with, "I love you," and I end every conversation with, "Uh-huh." That's good enough. You know you're in trouble when someone asks you, "Do you love me?" And you know how worse it is when they say to you, "Do you really love me?" Three times, Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me? Do you love me more than these?" It's kind of like, "Do you really, really love me?" And Peter was hurt. But you don't have to be a scripture scholar to know that the three times that Peter said, "Yes, Lord, I love you," match up with the three times he said, "I don't know who he is." You remember when Peter denied him at the fire, warming himself, and they said, "You too, you're one of his people. You have the same accent." And he goes, "I don't know who you're talking about." Now, it says that Peter went after that and wept bitterly. And when I was a kid in San Bruno, city to the north of here, growing up, the wonderful Franciscan sisters told us that Peter went and wept, and he never stopped weeping for the rest of his life, that he had furrows from the tears. Well, I remember it, but I don't think it's true. But it sounds good. Peter turned around, and the Lord was there. The only difference between Peter and Judas was so absorbed in what he did that he went and hanged himself. At the very end of the conversation with Peter and Jesus says to him, "Follow me," which were the first words he said to him at the beginning of the gospel. So we have just heard Peter's rehabilitation, where Jesus says, "Whatever you did, it's gone. Whatever you did, it's past. Let's walk now in this life in forgiveness." I think each of us, every morning we wake up, needs to renew our response to the call, "Follow me." Whether it is the call of baptism, which we will renew with these six candidates in just a few moments, I promise it won't be too long, whether it's that renewal or the renewal of promises and vows between husbands and wives who said yes perhaps a few or many years ago, or even the ordination promises that I made on a day in May in 1979, when in St. Mary's Cathedral in San Francisco, Archbishop Quinn asked me and my classmates a bunch of questions. Are you resolved to do this? Are you resolved to do that and that and that and that? And we knew our response was, I am, I am, I am, I am. I am with the help of God. Well, I still am. But it helps that I renew that every morning I wake up. Not, I am, I am, I am. That would be not too cool if I did that every morning when I woke up. But every morning I wake up, I recommit myself to this life, the life as a Christian, having been baptized, and as a priest, having been ordained. And I would recommend to you that you do the same. Because saying, well, it was said for me when I was a baby, or I renewed it at my baptism, or I renewed it at Easter, or I renewed it when I was married 25 years, and that's only been 15 or 20, that we need to do that renewal again and again to hear the call, follow me, and to say, yes, I will. My parents have been married now for 61 years, which is good because their eldest son is 60, and that's me, so it's very good that they're married 61 years. And they live in the Big Island in Hawaii now, and I try to get there when I can, and normally I go for Thanksgiving for a few days at least. And in the past, I used to cook the Thanksgiving meal, and I was there one Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and my parents got into a big fight, the kind that they just won't let go, like dogs with bones, and they're pulling at the same bone. And I finally said to them, you know, you can keep this up, but I'm going to get on a plane, and I'm going to go home tonight, and you can cook your own blank blank Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow if you want. But they calmed down, and it was much better. They love each other, but sometimes it comes out that way. My father is pretty much half deaf, has been for 20, 25 years. He says the reason he's still married is he doesn't have a hearing aid, and if he had it, he wouldn't wear it. My mother says the reason he's still married is he doesn't have a hearing aid. So we need to renew, as we do tonight with you six. You're being confirmed in your faith. I think often we think it is we are confirming our faith, but it's not that. It's God in Christ confirming you in this faith. To confirm is to strengthen. And you are being strengthened in the faith. And you have this chance tonight publicly before all of us, hopefully some of your friends and your family and this community, to say yes again to what you believe, to the life that you want to lead. Do I believe that because we go through this, because you get the grace of the sacrament, that your life will be perfect and holy every day from now? I don't think so. I think you're human. Yeah? Most of you. None of you look like androids or Martians. Can you? Never mind. I like Star Trek. Sorry. You will fall, every person here, at one time or another. But then you will stand up and you'll begin again. Peter, the lesson of Peter to us is the sins of the past, forget them. The things that you've done wrong, that you've asked for forgiveness, let them go and move ahead. Be faithful today, be faithful tomorrow. Be faithful however you can to your life in Christ. As you do confirm with us, as God confirms you in this faith, we pray that the gifts, wisdom and understanding and knowledge and all of them that you will hear, that they come to you and that they are present in your lives whenever you need them. You don't know when that will be. I don't know when that will be, but God does. And these are God's gifts to you, not mine, not even the church's gifts, but God's gifts. God knows all things, and God loves you, and God will always, always be with you, Just call on the name of the Lord, especially when you feel lost or alone or lonely, and know that you are not alone. And it's not just the mystical relationship with God, but the true and physical relationship and the spiritual one which you have with the members of this community. Whether you stay here for years more or go off to live your lives having been successful and graduated and making your millions, God willing, in serving people, of course, because you can do both, right? He will, okay? That you know that these people here with you tonight are your sisters and your brothers who love you, who care for you, who are proud of you, and wish nothing, nothing but God's great gifts in your lives. So I congratulate you. I thank you for being for us a sign of God's continuing goodness, God's continuing presence, God's continuing life, which you yourselves are also to be in our world. So God bless you all.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Producer, Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP. Director, Gary Glover. With music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.